gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the Old Doors song of free speech. Which Old Doors song is it? It's not Light My Fire. It's not L.A. Woman. It is Riders on the Storm, because it's raining. And so you want to go to republicbroadcasting.org and keep us dry, get us where we're going without getting too wet, send shekels while you still can, because we have no idea when Justin Trudeau is going to annex America and shut down everything here, too, just like he's trying to do up there. He is a ruthless, bloody dictator. While we still have the freedom of speech to speak out against the Justin Trudeau, who makes Chlamydia Harris look like gonorrhea, do it. So, and then also go download the Co-Certified app, because while you're eating your popcorn and looking at this circus of a clown world, you want to make sure that popcorn is not kosher certified. Okay, today we have Paul Stevenson joining us from the UK. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Patrick, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you, mate.
It is a pleasure. We have such a weird world going on, and we were speaking before the show. What were we talking about? I think it was the Hillary Clinton scandal, where she had people spying on Donald Trump while he was president, and this is certainly way worse than Watergate. And my response was, you know, with everything going on, I can't even be bothered. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
Why, I listen to Mike Rivera, because he covers all this stuff, but I haven't covered it at all. I haven't covered this Hillary Clinton thing, because there's too many other things. Are we just being overwhelmed?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And what we were saying was that, you know, we're just, it's really difficult to keep up with it. And It's one scandal after the next, and as whether it's Trudeau in Canada, whether it's the evidence now unequivocally emerged of the Clinton campaign spying, as Donald Trump always insisted, spying on the president, including in the White House, which is a crime of treason. And you should do imprisonment. I mean, if something, that is the sort of thing that a Russian agent would have done back in the Cold War, and there would have been immediate outrage and following with a hefty penalty for that. And the irony, of course, is that this is what Hillary Clinton and her campaign were accusing Trump of being a double agent, essentially, you know, a Kremlin agent. So it's, you know, that's been unearthed, and the evidence has emerged with that. As I say, you got Trudeau, then you've got all this stuff in the Ukraine, and it is just one thing after the other. And it's almost like it is by design to keep you unsettled. It's a kind of a mental abuse, really, because as I said earlier, it's almost like the mind is, I think, has a limit to its ability for outrage. Because outrage and that kind of shock when you react to these scandals, it is a reaction which is usually, in any sort of healthy society anyway, reserved, you know, for those kind of rare occasions that human behavior descends to such odious and abysmal levels. But the problem is it's not rare anymore. And it's only increasing to the point that it's been normalized. And maybe that is by design, or maybe that's just the climate we live in and all this stuff is just manifesting. You just move on to the next scandal. It's just one thing to the next. So if you're reporting in all these stories, we could cover all these stories, you know, if we condense them into a half hour or 40 minute segment, and, you know, literally be like, okay, well, let's move on to the next one. And that's how it is. Okay. That's how it is kind of normalized. It's just scandal after scandal. And you're like, okay, well, we've covered that for 15 minutes. What else have we got? You know? And it is, I don't know, what we've witnessed in the last week, even, is just this utterly shameful bombardment of lies, hypocrisy, audacity, just projection and gaslighting you know, from these clowns and these reprobates and the New World Order, or as I like to call it these days, the dying World Order, because they are so out of control that it's untenable. And, you know, that
it's
personified in this little effeminate, no doubt in my mind, perverted little weirdo up there in Trudeau, you know, and a bit like, to a lesser extent, because he's a more important country. But you have the same thing with that, again, that little effeminate little weirdo Macron over there, and Justin Ardern and these sorts of people in New Zealand, where they, you know, they're part of this New World Order matrix of power in the white Anglosphere countries, which are controlled by Jews. But they're not really that powerful or significant. They're fringe characters, and they're trying to take the opportunity to become rock stars, you know, to sort of see if they can sort of climb the ladder a little bit, you know.
You know, so I mentioned Mike Rivera earlier, and he does a digest, a news digest. He reads headlines and then goes a little bit into the news, and it's, you know, it's good as summary of the news as you're going to find, but. And I've been listening to it pretty regularly for the past year and a half. Recently, he's starting to say he's got too many. There's too many news stories for him to cover in an hour, and you're going to have to go to whatsreallyhappening.com and find, because he just can't cover it all. And it's, we are just being overwhelmed. I remember in 2019, the summer and autumn of 2019, with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein had been arrested and he committed suicide. And you know, I was talking to Dr. Duke, but also listening to Dr. Duke talk to Ryan Dawson, who had done a lot of previous research into Epstein. And, you know, listening to it, and it was, it had a lot of potential. I kept saying, well, this could be the thing that brings down the whole house of cards, because there was the whole, like, you know, sex aspect of it, so that it would attract the attention of the normies. But if they went into any detail, you know, why is there this, I call it kosher certification. People have been calling it like spy or blackmail or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that most of the people involved were going into it willingly. It was kind of an initiation into, you know, the Zio world, of all the benefits they can, as long as you sell your soul to the, to Zio world, then, they'll make sure that you've got a nice job and nice money and political contributions and everything. And it seemed like the thing that could attract people's attention. And then once they're paying attention, they could say, oh, why is it again that the Jews have to control all our politicians? You know, it seemed like that. Hmm. And yet, then, you know, the corona apocalypse starts at the beginning of 2020, and everything's destabilized. Tens of millions of Americans thrown out of work. We're, you know, locked in our homes. Everything's destabilized. And then they just started, like, the floodgates. They opened up, you know, they had the blacks riot in the cities. They faked the election. And everything, it was just everything, you know, like they had opened up the dam and everything was flooding out. And, you know, now
opened up the sewage.
Yeah. And now, like, Canada, like the country that was, like, you know, the joke about Canada was it was just too polite. It was too polite for any of this stuff to happen. And look at what's going on. Trudeau, he's called a state of emergency because truckers are blocking roads. They're not burning down cities. Like, they're not burning anything. They're not rioting. They're not looting like the blacks were, even in Canada. No, he's declared a state of emergency. All of these powers that he's grabbed for himself. Why? Because he wants to make sure that everybody takes this experimental vaccine, which at a minimum is killing and harming large numbers of people. So, I mean, he's legitimately has as much blood on his hands as a whole bunch of people that we consider horrible dictators. So what's up with that?
Well, exactly, and this is part of a very worrying trend. It's actually a trend that I covered at the Patriotic Alternative Conference. I thought it was so important to squeeze it in at that, which is the redeployment of counterinsurgency measures and resources by the state onto the domestic population. And this is why you have to be so careful, because we had legislation over here in 2017 by the then Home Foreign Secretary, I believe, brought it in, or the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, where you can do up to 15 years in prison for watching jihadi videos. That was number one. Number three was...
You said the Foreign Secretary or the Home Secretary?
Amber Rudd. It was a woman. For watching jihadi videos. That was the first thing. The third thing was...
So you can be in prison for watching jihadi videos.
Yeah. The other thing in the list was watching videos about bomb making instructions, which I think is legitimate enough.
Watching?
Yeah. Well, you know, at least getting some sort of maybe trouble, because I think, you know, you should look at people if they're watching videos about how to make bombs. But anyway, let's just say that, you know, 15 years or so.
Maybe you're a physics student.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
And, I mean, I was listening to videos today on, the neutron bomb. Not okay. That I want to make one.
Yeah, but I think these are specific. These are like jihadi videos about bomb making instructions.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And in the middle, sandwiched nicely in between these two, is far right extremism. Now, this is going back as far as 2017, and this movement from by the West to, as I say, redeploy counterinsurgency measures and resources is in place. And we're witnessing it up there with Trudeau, because they are now freezing their bank accounts as if they are, I don't know, in Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra or something, and, you know, labeling them terrorists. So this is what we're dealing with now. I mean, you're not just, you know, someone with a different view who wants your freedom. You're now a terrorist. And the next thing, you know, if they can use these kind of laws to the extremes, then what are they all going to do? They're going to start creating, you know, mass Guantanamo bays for us all, Patrick?
Well, that's the thing. Trudeau has taken it upon himself, all these powers, where he can wreck people's lives, he can freeze their assets and imprison people for things like failing to follow the government's orders to tow trucks, right? I mean, all sorts of things. Or bringing the truckers gasoline. All these things. And at the end of the day, they don't possibly have enough, prison space to imprison all these people. And, you know, the first people who refuse might get locked up. But if people are refusing, they won't be able to lock everybody up. And so we're really at a very, very critical juncture. And, you know, one last thing. So far, the truck's erection there's been like one tactical retreat that I'm aware of, but basically they are standing strong. The tactical retreat is they did leave the Ambassador Bridge. Government, it seems, more or less faked an incident where you had a dozen people or so who were had like illegal arms, but they weren't people. The press was saying these were people who were part of the truck protest, but they weren't. And this has become clear. And you know, so they're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, they are.
Justin Trudeau is refusing to talk to anybody because somebody had a swastika flag, and therefore because one person that nobody knows who it was had a swastika flag, then everybody has unacceptable views. And we don't have to talk to them, unlike the Black Lives Matter rioters.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the double standards are just off the charts. But, you know, that whole thing with Trudeau and this so-called Emergency Powers Act, I mean, this is shocking. As bad as trends have been, this is outrageous. It really is outrageous. And it's so outrageous that I just think people don't know what to make of it. You know, it's hard to process that. There should be riots around every country, or there's not riots, but there should be massive outrage being poured out by every apparent liberal democracy in the West when you look at that behavior. These are the same people that are constantly condemning Adolf Hitler. Now, the way they describe Adolf Hitler, they should be pleased that there's Nazi swastikas in the crowds. You know, I mean, the way they describe Adolf Hitler, he's their kind of guy, you know? I still maintain I would rather be ruled by Adolf Hitler than any of our leaders today, and I would rather be ruled by Vladimir Putin as well. And this is a trend that's happening now as well. And I think Russia knows that. We don't have these clowns in CNN and our Jewish media and the military industrial complex. They don't have public support anymore. Mm-hmm. And they don't. And the Russians and the Chinese know this, and they look on at us as broken nations with a tyrannical brute force state that has to, through very crass measures, keep its citizens in place, you know. I think Putin's pretty cognizant of the fact that Western leaders and Western governments who masquerade as, you know, wonderful, benevolent, so-called liberal democracies, are way more tyrannical than what some of the non-democratic countries around the world get condemned for and looked down upon for. So he's aware that these clowns and despots are losing the support of the people in the Western nations, which weakens a country. Just because these leaders aren't aware of it or seem to be so full of hubris and so out of control, it doesn't change the fact that it's very, very difficult for a small group of people to control the population at large, just through sort of crass brute force, like we've seen been witnessed with Trudeau in Canada. So their hubris has caused them to, you know, bite off more than they can chew. And I think, you know, you're seeing the beginning of the end for this so-called New World Order. I think, you know, we're in the end stages or beginning of the end of the Western, powers and the way they've sort of dominated the world since World War II, you know?
Well, I certainly hope so. And, you know, in the case of Trudeau, so he has declared this state of emergency because he says that the truckers are attempting regime change. Now, when you look at it, I mean, this is a parliamentary system in Canada, and you know, you live in a parliamentary system in Great Britain, and a lot of other countries have these parliamentary systems. And it's like, you look at Great Britain, it's very common for the prime minister to resign. United States, we have a presidential system that's very different. We've only had one president resign in our history, but I think, what, four, did we go over this before? Something like four out of the past five prime ministers resigned. Gordon Brown was voted out, but Theresa May resigned, and Cameron resigned, and Blair resigned. So it's very, very common just to resign without elections. And it's also very common in these systems to have demonstrations, and, you know, call it, like, Trudeau's got a minority government in the first place. And so if the New Democrat Party were to cooperate in a motion of no confidence, it'd be removed, just like that. And that could happen. And in fact, the leader of the New Democrat Party has indicated that he might not support Trudeau for his own reasons. So you got that for one thing. So all of a sudden, just the kind of routine workings of parliamentary politics, where, you know, you have a demonstration calling on, say, the resignation of Justin Trudeau, that is now an insurrection? That is now attempted regime change? Really? That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Well, it's just, yeah. It's just kind of hubris that blinds them to the fact that no one's buying their BS. You know, people are sick of their shit, you know. Sorry, I shouldn't use that word, but I'm sure our listeners will forgive me. But sorry. But people are sick of it. This is the same guy who's over there, you know, again, trying to raise his status and supporting the NATO allies in the Ukraine, and we must protect our democracies. This guy talks out of, you know, on one side of his mouth, he's talking about our great democracies that we must spread. And on the other side of the mouth, he just reveals himself to be probably the most aggressive, and has taken the most aggressive authoritarian moves that we've ever seen in so-called liberal democracy.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little...
Because
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Taken the most aggressive authoritarian moves that we've ever seen in these so-called liberal democracies. And people aren't stupid, but just because he assumes they are. And it's this kind of projection and gaslighting that goes on, where they're able to, you know, they present themselves as these benevolent democracy spreading. You know, he said, oh, this is all in the name of security and our democracy. No one buys it. They, you know, people want their lives back in the first place. And this guy's talking about, oh, we must get rid of these truckers. They're preventing people from getting on with their lives. The reason they're protesting is because you're preventing people getting on with their lives with all these draconian COVID-19 laws and diktats. You know, so it really is insane. And you mentioned Boris Johnson. It's because of that normalization of this criminal mindset and these lowering of the standards of moral standards and responsibility and leadership, which has even allowed Boris Johnson to cling on to power thus far. If you went back even as far as 10 years ago, he would have had to have resigned. He would have been forced out, and he may well be forced out. But the fact that he hasn't resigned already shows you the kind of climate we're in. Because when these kind of shameful type of scandals, and his is as bad and probably worse as anybody's, with these parties while everyone else is locked down in their homes and can't visit dead, you know, dying people in hospitals, you know, when this sort of, these sorts of shameful activities are revealed, 20 years ago, it would be an automatic resignation. There wouldn't have been any discussion about it, you know? But again, you have these constant, it's the same with the scandals. You know, this, when you think back to say, again, even like as little as 10 years ago, you have these scandals that come along every sort of, I don't know, once every 2 or 3 years or something. Now you have 3 or 4 of them in a week to the point that you can't keep up with it like you spoke about. I get frustrated because I've got to do other things and I just don't have the time. I haven't had the time this week to get all this stuff and sit down and really give it the time it deserves because I can't afford to. I need to work to earn money. I should say, if anyone wants to donate, do it on PayPal, Stevenson_P5@sky.com. Donate to Patrick. We'd like to do this stuff more. But, you know, you just don't
have time. You can't really donate to me, but donate to Paul or donate to RBN, but donate to Paul.
Yeah, and, yeah. You know, I find it so frustrating this week because I've been tired, I've been working, and I want to get into this stuff, but and it should be something you're doing full time to give it the time it deserves. But at the same time, it is just one scandal after the next, it's just hypocrisy, and like we spoke earlier, there's just these constant, just this unrelenting bombardment of hypocrisy and lies, and they're just a bunch of actors, and it's so obvious, you know, it's so insulting to your intelligence and the intelligence of people in these nations, you know?
So, and it's become so brutal, and you got, you know, like what's going on in Canada, and I use the term brutal, and people might say, oh, well, that's an exaggeration, how many people has he shot? But he's forcing people, forcing youngsters, kids, toddlers even, to take a vaccine or gene therapy, an experimental gene therapy, whose risks aren't known, but they are known to exist. It's known to be, I mean, we know that people are just dropping dead. Kids are dropping dead, on the basketball court, on the soccer pitch. They're just dropping dead. And, you know, that's very, very direct. You could say also it's a little more indirect, but as a result of all these crazy measures, suicides are up, youth suicides are up, accidents are up, drug overdoses are up. It's very, very brutal. Now, you can compare it to, say, countries that don't claim to be electoral democracies. And China is a good example because, you know, China, they've done some – early on they did some lockdowns. I have a feeling that they didn't know what was going on. I don't know exactly the origin and the nature of this coronavirus, but I doubt it was created in the Wuhan lab as a bioweapon. If it was created as a bioweapon, I think it was created in Fort Detrick or Chapel Hill and released in China. Ron Unz has an interesting article about that. He's got a lot of good reasons for saying so, not least of which is because the very first victims of this were the Chinese and the Iranian leadership, not just Iranian population, but the leadership. So it did seem circumstantial evidence looks like a bioweapon. How about, and you know, they have done certain amount of lockdowns, but it's been much less draconian, much shorter term. They didn't do it very long, and it hasn't impacted. They didn't throw the country, you know, tens of millions of people into unemployment long term. It just hasn't impacted the population. I'll just one other example: North Korea, and we don't know a whole lot about North Korea. And I don't know to what extent they're freaking out over this, but to the extent they are freaking out, they don't know any better, right? You know, North Korea, we're in the middle of the Winter Olympics now, and 30 years ago, I'm pretty sure the Winter Olympics were still on being held the same year as the summer. I think it was 1992. Maybe it was a different year, but I believe it was 1992.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The heart here again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who...
Being held the same year as the summer. I think it was 1992. Maybe it was a different year, but I believe it was 1992.
You're talking about the Olympics in Seoul?
Seoul was in 1988. And then the Winter Olympics after Seoul. I don't know if that was 1990 or 1992. I'm not sure when they started staggering the Olympics. But the Winter Olympics, and I'm not sure where they were held. But what I do remember is right around that time, it was right in the late 1980s, that speed skaters, the clap skate was invented, right? And so if you watch speed skating, I used to like to watch speed skating, and hear this clack, 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 clack. Because in order to keep the blade on the ice longer, they hinged it. And this only started right in the late 1980s. And so between the 88 Winter Olympics and the 92 Winter Olympics, it was invented, and it gave the skaters an advantage. Well, the North Korean team shows up at the 1992 Olympics. They'd never heard of it. They were competitive. They were good skaters, but nobody had ever even heard of this clap because that's how isolated they are. And so, I will give North Korea a pass if it's freaked out about the coronavirus because it doesn't know any better.
Hmm. Yeah.
But Justin Trudeau knows better. and our people know better. And this is, if you know, if it wasn't a bioweapon attack on China, it's certainly a policy attack on their on our own people.
Oh, absolutely, and you can be guaranteed. And you know, we know there's a lot of people got very, very wealthy off that virus. A lot of insider trading done. A lot of stocks been bought on, you know, for Pfizer and AstraZeneca and all the rest of them. And you're seeing the same thing with this whole thing in the Ukraine is making the West look completely foolish, because they keep saying, first of all, they've been saying this attack is imminent. They've been saying that for weeks now. I mean, they need to sort of seriously redefine what, you know, what the word imminent means, because there's a short window in my book for something being imminent. It can't just go on endlessly. And secondly, what sort of brilliant, sinister, nefarious kind of leader that Putin is described as? What sort of leader goes out and tells the whole world that, well, I'm invading on Wednesday the 16th? Just so you know.
By the way, I have intelligence. I do. Some people don't know that, but I do. I have intelligence, and my sources tell me that actually, it's at the end of this show, like 5 minutes before the end of this show, there is going to be an invasion, but it's not going to be of the Ukraine. It's going to be of North America. It's going to be the Chinese and the Russians. Yeah. And they are working together. The Chinese are supplying flying dragons, and the Russians are supplying ninja bears that were personally trained by Vladimir Putin. And the flying dragons are going to drop ninja bears into our cities, and they're just going to do like ninjutsu on us all and take us over. I have that. I have warned.
Hold on, let me get this straight. You're telling me that those ninja bears, you've got intelligence that those ninja bears are actually trained personally by Vladimir Putin?
Yeah. I've got evidence. Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. Okay, good. You've got the intelligence. So, what are you doing to prepare for this, Patrick?
Well, I just told you. So I've warned them not to invade, and the invasion is supposed to start in just a few minutes. Now this is a pre-recorded show, so if
it'll be long gone.
Yeah, I mean, by the time this is broadcast, either the United States will be occupied by Russian ninjutsu bears, or I stopped it. I stopped it, and I should get credit for it.
Yeah, and let's face it. I mean, unless you stop it, there's a good chance this show won't even go out. So you won't even get the credit for it, because they might bomb the whole network.
Well, but if you hear this, it means I stopped it.
Oh, well, good.
If you hear it. If you don't hear it, well, then good luck with the Russian ninjutsu bears.
Yeah, I'll try and keep a copy of it myself. So if there's any remnants left over there in America, but I guess they're probably, does this apply to the UK as well?
Yeah, it certainly does. Okay. It might not be. It's not going to be grizzly bears in the UK. It's going to be like black bears, because you know UK is not as big. Yeah. It doesn't need as big bears. But you know, I say this because
the absurdity of it all.
I was talking to somebody, last night, who said that Biden has completely faked out Putin. Right? He tricked Putin, and Putin he foiled Putin's plans to invade, and Biden gets the credit for it.
Well, you see, they have to keep face somehow, because they've been telling the whole world that this invasion is going to happen, and their wonderful intelligence has told them this. And then guess what? There's no invasion. Oh, it looks like Putin was right. He kept saying that he's no intention of invading. And so it makes them look like morons. Their great intelligence has proven to be wrong. And even if Putin was going to invade, which I don't believe for a second he was, he would deliberately not invade, because it makes their so-called intelligence look stupid. So now they're saying today that he is going to invade, and they're back playing the same, you know, espousing the same narrative again, that it's imminent, he's going to attack any day.
Have they said what the proof is, or is it just the proof is I just told you? That's the evidence. I just told you.
You don't ask Jake Sullivan for evidence, because Jake will say, are you questioning us? Are you questioning our intelligence? I mean, are you questioning the same nation that perpetrated an illegal war in Iraq where there was no weapons of mass destruction? Are you questioning us and our intelligence? I dare you. But they've already come out and they've said this sort of language. Again, they've said this is all going to happen again. And it says it could be before the end of the Olympics on February the 20th. They say
He cited six sources.
Right. I mean, U.S. That's so ridiculous. Do they think the Olympics are getting such high ratings that nobody would notice an invasion because we're all going to have our eyes glued to the TV set? Is that what they think?
Yeah, Jake Sullivan said, I will not comment on the details of our intelligence information. He said, before adding, I do want to be clear. It could be during the Olympics or before the Beijing Games end on February the 20th. And then it says, he said, his sources are basically the three Western and defense sources in saying Vladimir Putin had already made his mind up to invade. U.S. and Western officials have said that this will leave little to the imagination. It said it'll be a horrific, bloody campaign with two days of aerial bombardment, followed by electronic warfare and possible regime change. So they've got all these details of it. And you know what? You think you guys' intelligence is just incredible. I mean, it's, you know, when you've got real details here of this. I mean, how do you guys know all this? You know how they know it all, Patrick? Because it's what they do. They're like, what do we accuse Putin of doing? A false flag and then a full-scale aerial bombardment. Oh, what you mean what you did in Libya and attempted to do in Syria and what you did in Iraq and what you've done just about everywhere, that sort of thing, you know? And by the way, this is a real interesting story because they keep saying that the NATO countries are united. They are not. Germany wants no part of this, because guess what? Germany likes keeping its lights on and heating its homes because it's got a Nord Stream pipeline coming from cheap energy there from Russia. Why would Germany want to go to war with Russia? This is what I mean. It's this arrogance of the United States and the puppets who Jews control, because they want to cut off that pipeline and Germany has to just go, you know, lockstep in support of it. No, thank you. Just get out of our neighborhood, mind your own business. We don't need a war with Putin. We are on good terms with him because we're trading with them. And why would we want to go to war with them? And there is this whole NATO alliance is BS. People are sick and tired of these wars. And it came out today that one of Zelensky's guys in his government has basically said, pointed the finger at CNN and Bloomberg, and condemn them and for stoking this up. Because let's face it, these are the same talking heads in CNN and Bloomberg who will, you know, basically throw the book at you for inciting hatred and being a right-wing extremist and an insurrectionist, and will want your YouTube channel shut down for inciting hatred and violence and everything else. And these guys are trying to start a war with all the bloodshed and destruction that would cause. And they should be accountable for that. Bloomberg literally could not wait to get a headline out that said, Russia invades the Ukraine, and they had to retract it because that hadn't happened. But they were just like salivating wolves, you know, for this war with Russia that they couldn't even, they actually put that out in a headline. I'm sorry to rant, but this is really, and I'll just finish up with this. The guy said the chairman of Ukraine's ruling parliament faction has said the role of American media outlets needs to be analyzed when the current tensions settle. He said blatant fake news in CNN and Bloomberg, we must study this since these are elements of hybrid warfare. So he's condemning that and said, but this all settles down. There needs to be an investigation into CNN and Bloomberg, essentially for stoking this up and for committing a hybrid warfare. Because they see that, you know, as I've always said, the media are second only to the central banks, and it's always the central banks that fund these wars and have to gain. And the media,
are they even second to the central bank? Sometimes I wonder if they're not primary.
Well, they're just as influential. I mean, when you look at the coronavirus and when you look at the wars in Iraq, you're just bombarded with this sort of propaganda, weapons of mass destruction, Putin's going to invade the Ukraine. It's going to be a horrific, bloody war, blah, blah, blah. And he said their Russian counterparts are also taking a swipe at the Western media, as the spokesperson for Russia's foreign ministry jokingly asked Western disinformation media outlets to publish the future schedule of Moscow's invasions after the previous prediction of a military incursion into Ukraine passed without incident. They mock us. You know, when you see Putin over there and he has someone like, Macron a few years ago said, oh, we're not scared of Russia. Because we have a great military. Of course, we're not scared of Russia. This guy's about 4 foot tall, Macron. You know, you could lift him up, I suppose.
He's got stepchildren older than himself. He married his high school teacher.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that if you were going into a fight with him, in a pub afterwards, and he was on your side, the only thing you could literally do is just, you know, pick him up and throw him at the guys you're fighting. You know, that might be the best use for him. But, you know, Putin just kind of has this, he has to contain almost laughing because he's in front of the word press. But it, and you can see this smirk in his face where he just wants to, like, laugh out loud at the just the inane attempts of Macron to sound like the big guy, you know. And Putin ties these guys up, you know, all the time. And they just look like morons. And so they're mocking him then, saying, you know, can the U.S. media, you know, can they tell us about, you know, our future schedule, please, for our invasions and when we're going to do it? And they've completely lost that whole thing over there. And my concern is now that because they're embarrassed by this, that they're going to be even more intent on starting a war. So they'll commit a false flag that they've accused Putin of. So they'll do a false flag, and then they'll accuse Putin of doing that false flag and say, look, he's invading the Ukraine. He hasn't gone anywhere, because I don't think this is over yet, you know?
Yeah, a double false flag. You know, with the Bloomberg thing, I actually, for a long time ago, for a very short period of time, I worked for Bloomberg. And, you know, if there's going to be a release of economic data, you know, the release is scheduled for a certain hour. It's going to happen at 2 p.m. and you're going to get unemployment numbers. And you don't know if it's going up or down, but it's common practice to write at least kind of like a template of your article. And, so then when there's the announcement, you, especially with a newswire, you got to get that stuff out really, really fast. So, you know, I can, there is that, practice of having article, you know, and you might have one that's based on it going up and another based on it going down, and they're ready to go. But honestly, I mean, that somebody in Bloomberg thought it was so imminent that this was going to happen, that they wrote they had like a template ready to go, an article ready to go based on the assumption. And then, because I mean, this is very, very common, but I've never heard of Bloomberg prematurely pressing the button on an unemployment data release. So why, like, out of something so important, why would that be the one that they prematurely push the button on? I certainly don't want their hands on the nuclear buttons, that's for sure.
Wow. Yeah, they, as I say, I think they were just, you know, fantasizing. Let's just push it. Let me push it. Oh, go on. There it is. Oh, we'll just apologize after. I couldn't help myself.
Something like that will cause a major move in the markets. And if you know somebody who, is positioned to take advantage of such a move in the market, you know, and this probably happened. I don't know. But
that's a very good point, actually. Yeah.
That is the kind of insider trading that can happen. And when I did this kind of work, I was always having people call me up and trying to plant rumors. And I was new. I didn't know anything. And I remember once somebody called up and said, oh, the BBC said that it was either Deng Xiaoping died or George Bush died. I can't remember. I think it was Deng Xiaoping. They called me up and said Deng Xiaoping died. And so I put up a headline saying the BBC the BBC reports that Deng Xiaoping died. And then my boss comes back about 5 or 10 minutes later. He sees it. He says, well, did you confirm it? I said, what do you mean? Did you confirm it? Did you call the BBC? Said, well, that'd be an international phone call. Well, we've got a budget for you. Did you confirm it? No. And I got a very severe reprimand for that. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. So.
Oh, yeah. And there's a similar thing that illustrates that last year over here when we had the fuel shortages. It was those sorts of situations are they sort of self perpetuate. So you have people think that there's a fuel shortages, and then of course everybody rushes to the garage, and then everyone realizes that everyone's rushing to the garage because everyone's rushing to the garage, and you need to get fuel because even if you know that there wasn't a previous fuel shortage, if everybody's going to behave like there is one, you need to get the fuel because they're going to like take it all, and apparently. British Petroleum, BP, I think, had dropped that story that there was fuel shortages, and the media ran with it, and BP's share price went through the roof.
Yeah.
And I know, because I've got a few BP shares. It went from like £2, what was it? It went from about £2.20, or was it went from about £3.20 up to about £4.35 or something in a period of a day and a half or something like that, you know? But, yeah, I mean, that's a side issue, you know. But the point is that over there in Russia, you know, they're really losing that whole narrative. They're looking stupid.
The Germans want no part of it. NATO's not really united as they think they are. I don't think the West even has the troops to win that war if they did go in there. I think, you know, if China and Russia united, they would obliterate Western powers, I think.
Yeah. Indeed. So we're at a very, very critical juncture, and the wheels could all come falling off. Somebody like Trudeau, he's just gone, well, he's pulling out all the stops. He's calling people terrorists for, you know, parking their trucks in the middle of the street instead of setting them down.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? Oh, what's that they're saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch him shoving along.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
He's pulling out all the stops. He's calling people terrorists for, you know, parking their trucks in the middle of the street and setting up bouncy castles for their kids. And those are terrorists, and anybody who assists them is being cracked down on, and they're freezing assets and just taking very draconian measures. And it's not popular. And we could see in very short order a number of these leaders, especially the ones in parliamentary governments. So you got, Boris Johnson, you got, who's the Prime Minister of Australia? I can't even remember his name.
Morrison, isn't it?
Whatever. Yeah. You got the horse lady. I mean, somebody needs to give her some ivermectin, because I think Jacinda Ardern, she's got worms and she needs some serious deworming.
She's a real weirdo, isn't she? I mean, she's another one of these sort of fringe countries that are, you know, trying to put themselves on the map, and, you know, Australia. So they're the ones that have been most draconian if you look at it. New Zealand.
Well, yeah, of course.
Australia.
And they are surrounded by ocean. And so I guess they think they can isolate themselves. But what they've done is they've turned their entire countries into prisons.
Yeah. Scott Morrison is the Australian guy.
Scott Morrison.
But yeah, they're putting themselves on the map for all the wrong reasons, I'm afraid. And, you know, I think it's reaching a head where they're just going to self-destruct, because they get high on their power. And this is what happens to empires. They eventually get so comfortable, they get complacent, they think they're going to rule forever and ever and ever. And then the wheels come off because reality imposes itself on them. And, I'm a Christian. And from a Christian worldview, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus Christ decides a lot of these things anyway. And I think the degeneracy in the West and the apathy in the West, and it's just the West has turned into a complete den of iniquity, really. We run around, our leaders run around talking about our values. I heard you mention that in Patrick's show and stuff like that. What values? You know, I was talking to a girl the other day about World War III maybe starting in Russia. Oh, I don't really get into all those things, you know what I mean? I just like to keep a positive vibe. Whatever will be, you know? It's just like, yeah, people like that, they don't care that the fact that, you know, that they benefit, even people like that who don't give a damn about anything, they still benefited from the fact that a lot of people give their lives foolishly in many ways for unnecessary wars, but they still give their lives at least, you know, so that we could try and remain free countries. And the West is, I believe, is going to get judged from the Lord. And I think you're going to see a big shakeup where the Jewish West is going to get a severe slap and a severe hiding at some point. And these little weirdos that run the show and think they can just have this right to rule that they teach about in the synagogues. Well, I think that they've got their day of reckoning coming, Patrick. I really do.
Well, indeed. And we will see how that is. And if this show is broadcast, it means that I was successful in staring down Vladimir Putin and making sure that he didn't sick his ninja bears on our country.
Well, listen, since nobody's going to know anyway, Patrick, because everyone else is going to be destroyed, we may as well say now that we are personally, you know, good friends with Vlad, and he's told us where to go to avoid the carnage. So we'll be in Russia, basically, watching it all.
Hey, Strazvice, tovarish. Okay.
I know where he's picking me up.
All right. Well, that's all the time we've got. That's all the vremya we've got. And so thank you. What is it? Spasiba for joining me today.
Sheshe, Patrick.
Oh, sheshe. Bushie. And I'll be back again tomorrow, Mingtian, with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
He's the Sheik of Araby, as you can plainly see. At night when he's asleep, into his...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.